Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the holidays have arrived, and I know the Beef Checkoff is right on top of things. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We call it Jewel Log 2.0. So there's going to be extensive efforts around the holidays to promote beef. The Beef Checkoff through Beef It's What's For Dinner brand is helping consumers navigate how to make that perfect holiday meal through fully integrated digital and social media efforts. We'll have new versions of the Beef Jewel Log videos that will be shared across digital and social media platforms, and that people can use as Zoom meeting backgrounds if they're having to celebrate holidays virtually. There will be an updated holiday landing page on beefitswhatsfordinner.com. As a one-stop shop for all beef holiday cooking needs, we'll be doing the same thing on our website. NCBA, as national contractor of the Beef Checkoff, will also be working with partners to run e-commerce campaigns working to increase beef sales.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, the December World Agricultural Supply and Demand, or the WASDE, came out yesterday, and Allendale's Rich Nelson said this report was a little bit disappointing.
Overall, kind of a maybe a little disappointing report here for the bull side here. On the corn side of things, of course, USDA did leave ending stocks unchanged, 1.702 billion bushels from last month, and that was more or less expected for the most part. Keep in mind, USDA did lower the Argentine corn crop just a small amount, about 1 million tons, due to the early dryness going on there. And as far as the soybean side, this is probably where the disappointment really hits in. USDA did lower stocks from 190 million bushels to now 175, but the drop in stocks came from an increase in domestic crush, not the hot button issue as far as exports. And as far as the export discussion, you know, we only need to sell 55% under normal from now through August to meet USDA's goals. That's a really low goal, but the past 3 weeks, we've been running about 51% under last year. So in USDA's mindset, in the very short term, it's maybe a little too aggressive to start raising exports yet again here. As far as the foreign side, USDA did lower the Argentine soybean crop about 1 million ton as well. So no major changes to Brazil. No major changes to China on the soybean side. So it looks like in the trade's mindset, you know, we did see a small decline in soybeans that was disappointing. We did see a small decline in wheat, which a lot of the trade kind of ignores here in the very short term. So it looks like we're just stuck waiting for holiday markets, which could mean some light liquidation in the coming days.
Well, I know you mentioned that soybeans were down just a little bit. I had heard some people say that we may see a slight drop for corn and soybeans. Was that just kind of a slight drop?
And that's exactly right. And that's the question for us. You know, we closed down these markets as far as this session here today, roughly about 1.5 lower here for corn, about 3 to 4 lower for soybeans. So it wasn't exactly a big winner for the bulls. It wasn't a big winner for bears, but we're still on the bear side, at least, very close to some sharp support levels we got to watch very close.
Well, box beef has kind of been all over the place. Talk a little bit about those numbers.
Sure. As far as the box beef side, we've seen losses for about the past 6 days in a row. I want to say it's something like $20 per hundredweight in just the past few days. In fact, just recent days. So that's a pretty concerning issue here. End users, as of last 2 or 3 weeks, have been slowly backing away in terms of procurement for that extended period. So January, February, et cetera. So they're not that excited about the post-New Year's Eve demand period. On the positive side, this is a very well-known issue here. Keep in mind, seasonals do actually suggest a good rebound from December 9 or December 10. So we'll see if that does pull out for the cattle side these next years.
If you'd like to hear all of Rich Nelson from Allendale's complete analysis of the December WASDE, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com.
Hattie, what do you want for Christmas?
Dad, I want a new Kubota L2501.
Why a new Kubota?
Because right now Great Plains Kubota has the best price, the best tractor, and the best warranty.
You're right, Hattie. Great Plains Kubota also has a best price guarantee and an exclusive 10-year, 2,000-hour powertrain warranty. So this one's easy. You don't even need to ask Santa. Just visit gpkubota.com.
Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.